This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, one of our old friends is again back in our fields this year. Japanese beetles are being found in parts of the Corn Belt and in abundant numbers. We know it doesn't take long for those populations to take off, and while they are usually considered more pest than a problem, that doesn't mean you should ignore them. There are reasons to deal with them. But how do you determine if the reasons are strong enough to apply another batch of insecticide? We'll talk with an entomologist next.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
While we may be seeing higher populations of Japanese beetles in our corn and soybean fields this summer, entomologist Nick Sider says that we may want to keep those populations from getting out of hand, but there is no reason to start going into any kind of a panic.
Japanese beetles can be a pest in corn and soybean. Like, they can cause injury to the silks in corn and to the leaf tissue in soybean. However, it's pretty uncommon for that injury to reach a level where it's going to cause any sort of an impact on yield. Both corn and soybean can take a lot of the kind of punishment that Japanese beetles can dish out.
Now, if you go into your field and see a Japanese beetle or two munching on some corn silk, it's not the end of the world and is nothing really to worry about unless you notice that those silks are starting to get close to that half-inch mark and it's also during pollination. Then you might want to look into what your options are to take action.
A lot of times we see two things with Japanese beetle feeding on silk. One is that they tend to be limited to the edges of the field. That's tends to be where they sort of congregate. And two, in a lot of cases, they feed on those silks after they've turned brown and aren't doing anything anymore. So the beetles can feed on those brown silks as much as they want. They must get some nourishment out of it, but it doesn't affect the corn plant at that point. It's not going to affect pollination because that brown silk is indicating that pollination is already complete.
Sider says that the damage Japanese beetles do is minimal, and there usually isn't a reason to put on another application of insecticide for them unless you and your crop advisor think they are approaching some of those high-risk milestones. Sider says he also gets more questions from producers on the damage they could do to soybeans, more so than what they do to corn.
It's actually less often that they're going to cause a yield impact in soybean, and that's just because soybean can take a lot of defoliation. So the lowest that our economic threshold gets for defoliating insects in soybean is 10%, and that's during the R3 to R5 stages when the plant is putting that pod on. With Japanese beetles by themselves, I've never seen them reach that level.
So if you're listening to this and thinking, well, why bother to scout if they're not a huge threat? Well, the answer is simple. Just because they're not statistically considered to be a big threat doesn't mean they can't be one. Always consult with an agronomist, extension entomologist, or crop advisor to see if the damage you see is severe enough to warrant action. A lot of times, it will probably look worse than what it really is. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.